This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It was a major surprise to economists, a dramatic rise in U.S. job numbers. The Labor Department says 2.5 million jobs were added in May, with unemployment dropping to 13.3%. This in the face of the massive economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. markets are on a breathtaking surge on the news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is up more than 900 points, or 3.5% in value. U.S. President Donald Trump attributes the numbers to his economic leadership. Spurred by the U.S. report, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany 3.3%, France 3.7%. No surprises in the coronavirus pandemic. It remains ghastly. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide is rising toward 6.7 million, with more than 392,000 deaths. The situation in Brazil remains desperate. It has had its highest 24-hour increases in cases, over 1,000 a day. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19, with a case count of some 615,000. Here in the U.S., infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. Numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. President Trump visits a medical products company in the state of Maine today, and the governor there, Democrat Janet Mills, has warned him to guard against what she calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. The demonstrations they have sparked. Floyd was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer kept a knee on his neck as the 46-year-old Floyd lay pinned down and helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate the demonstrations. Mr. Trump continues taking criticism for the use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House so that Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible at a church. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she is struggling over whether she can support the president's re-election bid. Former Republican Defense Secretary William Cohen says Mr. Trump